Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning. Game day. Game day. Here we go. I just think about James Harrison slamming someone down today. That's what I think of Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Let's go. Let's get back to that. Fan hotline presented by Nemecolon around every corner. Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. Or maybe Antonio Brown kicking a punter in the face. Can we go there today? Mm-hmm. Can we go with
underrated moment?
Very underrated moment. How about Ben in a wrestling match? You remember that? That happened one time around the goal line. That was spectacular. What about, there have been so many great Cleveland Brown moments.
Did Joey Harrison Porter take out Josh Cribbs too
he
one time?
He did. How about Massaquoi? You think he remembers?
No, he's dead, I think.
No. How about Ryan Clark?
That was just a joke, Dort. He's not really.
Straight up street brawl with somebody. How about my man burning the terrible towel who was the fan? That happened. Yep. Oh, yes. But, yes, underrated moment, Antonio Brown kicking the punter right in the face.
That was great.
Which was spectacular. Let's harken back to all that kind of stuff today with your calls. 412-928-9370. Your text, too. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, that very same number. But let's go back a little bit more recent. Matt Canada spoke about what his team, what his offense is going to do or maybe you can look forward to in this game. And are they being too careful, especially at the quarterback position?
It's a fine line. I mean, what's the line, what it is? When we don't win, the answer would be yes. If we do win and we protect the ball, then it's no. So we just have to keep going and keep building trust. You know, your word there with each other and where the guys are going to be. And statistical data, if you turn the football over, the odds of winning aren't very good. We had two last week, one with us. Things don't help you. The week before, clearly we had none and didn't play well enough on our side. But they had five, and we somehow won the game. Possessing the football is the number one goal, so I don't want to, like, diminish that point. But we got to make sure he feels comfortable playing.
You can play the, what did Neil Huntington say, 30,000 outcomes?
10,000
simulations. Play them all in your head and come out with all the possible outcomes in this game. And let's arrive at one and build off of that, guys. Let's do this. What if they win tonight, they being the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it looks the same? What if it's defensive driven? We wake up tomorrow, we come in here and we go, oh man, but you know, the offense isn't good. But man, they won. The defense has three turnovers. The offense sputters and putters around, and it looks like a car that's broken down on the side of the road, but you push it to the service station, you put a dollar or so of gas in it, and you're able to get it home. But they won. Like, I think I've reached the point that all we can do is go by the result. This is one of those non-style point seasons. This is one of those, I can't come in here tomorrow if they win anyhow and complain, and I won't.
See, I'm not there yet because I know for a fact that whatever way, if they do win and if it's sloppy like you just laid out, Colin, I know they can't sustain that throughout the whole season. Like, I know that what they put out there tomorrow, if it is – you know, atrocious looking, and they do, you know, scrape by and win, and they are 2-0 in the division. I know that they're not going to sustain that throughout the rest of the season. So I'm not ready to really, you know, cash in on the fact that, you know, a win is a win, because it's not. because the proof is in the pudding. And once you, you know, you do get even more exposed, you will get really, really exposed into a fact that where you there's no coming back from there.
Well, it won't change my opinion on whether they're there with teams that sit there looming on the horizon on their schedule, the Buffaloes, the Tampas, the Miamis, the Phillies. But it will be a win in a game that just a few weeks ago I had penciled in as a W. That until, say, Sunday afternoon at around 2:30, I started to think was going to be an L. And I'll take that. I don't care if it's 2-0. Win is a win, especially against the Browns on the road on a Thursday night, which has not worked out well for the Steelers the last few times. Give me a W however you have to get it, because this team is built to win ugly.
I'm in the results matter space, and that's it. And results only matter, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 2-0, which it very well might be. It doesn't matter if it's 2-0 or 51-48 or somewhere in the middle, like 21-19. I'm in the results matter, and that's all that matters. And I don't even know who they play next week. That's where I am now with this football team. Is that short-sighted? Is it not working on things that are wrong? All of that. Sure, it is. It is. But these Pittsburgh Steelers have hit a place where it isn't even a week-to-week proposition. It's a day-to-day proposition. Who's doing this at practice? Who's going to help you the next day? Did I ever think they'd kind of get there? Probably not, but this is life without a franchise quarterback. This is where you are whenever you go through some growing pains and try to figure out what your next identity is.
I'll split the difference here because you need to win this game. This is a massive game. They've got the Jets next week. And you can see 3-1 if you get there through this, obviously. If you're 2-2 after the first four games with what's coming up on the schedule, if they win ugly tonight, I'm going to have zero faith that they're going to be able to win those games. I need to see something from the offense. You have to win. The results, all that matters tonight. But I need something, anything, a building block on this offense. Can you put up two offensive touchdowns in a game? I will settle for that. I need some level of progress from this offense tonight.
So, Colin and Chris, where you guys are at, so if they do win and they win ugly, are you guys like under the thought process that that gives you hope that they might figure something out throughout the season?
No.
Just like win is a win.
Offensively, I have no hope that they're going to figure this out. I don't at this point, especially as long as they're keeping Matt Canada in the role.
So what's
but if
what's
you, a, because what's the point it's a win, because it's a win. Now, if they win 51-48, you know, Colin painted the two extremes. That's different because now, to be quite honest, it'll be great that the offense got going, but I have a million questions about the defense.
If they win 2-0, right, and let's say they win 14-7, and the two scores are defensive scores, and they have 38 yards of offense, I still say, you know what? Mitch Trubisky as a starting quarterback has two wins in the AFC North. He didn't turn the ball over 50 times. He took care of it, and he was able to get out of Cleveland with a win. Mm-hmm. Even if he goes 8 of 19 for, you know, 17 yards.
This is how they're built to win games.
Yeah.
This is the only way they're going to win games in the immediate future, is win ugly. Like, I'd love to believe the sunshine and rainbows and unicorns are going to come marching through the door and all of a sudden Trubisky's going to put up 350 yards and George Pickens is going to have 7 catches for 150 and 2 touches. That's not going to happen, and I'm dealing in reality, so however you have to get the W is how you get the W.
I'd love to complain more, but I'm kind of already complained out, especially because I realize the people working in the upper reaches of the Steelers front office and the coach, they're not going to make big changes. It's kind of like, all right, if you go somewhere and the meal's not awful, but it's not great, it's just like your high school cafeteria. This is what you're getting.
Right.
This is what you're getting. This is what you're getting. You kind of make the most of it.
It's sustenance.
Yeah. And that's what the Steelers, if they just eke out of there tonight with a win and the offense isn't great, that's what it is. And it's fine with them. Because here's why. You don't have to take everything that the Steelers give you and digest it and say that's great. But they think it's great. So they're not going to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they win, that's good enough for them.
This is their plan.
But where does that get
you? Oh, I don't think – I agree with you.
Where does that get – you know, if that's their thought process and that's, you know
– It gets you to 9 wins.
Correct.
And maybe you're in the playoffs.
They resign themselves to be in the middle somewhere. Here's why it won't change. If they really wanted a seismic change or to really change – they wouldn't have drafted, I don't think, Kenny Pickett. They would have drafted offensive linemen the past couple years. I think that, in a way, Kenny Pickett was kind of the safe pick. Like, if they wanted to move on with the franchise and do different things, they would have...
They would have actually rebuilt.
Correct.
Rather than retooled.
Correct.
See, I thought Mitch Trubisky would be better than he's been through the first two games. And I've always thought they'd have to win ugly, but I thought they'd be able to win some games by putting up a couple touchdowns.
Or if they wanted to go for it, they would have played Kenny Pickett from the very beginning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just thought they thought Mitch Trubisky would be better than this.
I agree to that.
And so if I don't see him be better than what he's been, now my version of winning ugly even is different than what I thought it would be coming into the season. How, and I can't have any hope.
How can he be better than what he has been if he's so handcuffed?
That's the whole thing.
Like, you know,
I think it's impossible. Gauging Mitch Trubisky right now is like gauging Derek Shelton in his first year as Pirates manager. It's impossible to do it considering the confines in which he was working under. Now, gauging Derek Shelton right now, you can. Gauging Mitch Trubisky, I think, in week 12 or 13, I think you could eventually get to. But right now, knowing what we know, what is he, in his sixth year or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Fifth or sixth year? He's not able to audible at the scrimmage line?
Look, that blows my mind.
Well, this is what happens when you sign a quarterback to be your starter. You make him your starter, basically unequivocally from the beginning, but you don't trust him.
Right.
They don't trust Mitch Trubisky. And that's the problem. If you're going to go out and sign a quarterback in free agency and then make him your unequivocal QB1 without really putting up much of a competition at all, then you better lean into it. And they're not.
I don't even see it as a lack of competition as to why we're here. I see it as a lack of trust. Why Matt Canada? Look, Mitch Trubisky, I trust more leading the offense than Matt Canada.
Yes.
If you get to the scrimmage line and you say to me, who do you want recognizing things and diagramming and going through some things and shifting on the fly? Give me choice A, Mitch Trubisky, choice B, Matt Canada. I say, let Mitch Trubisky just wing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go with it.
I trust Mason more.
Well, I agree with you with that, too.
And the reason I bring up the lack of competition throughout the summer is because that right there is telling you they don't trust them. They're saying, no, we don't even trust him to win the job.
That is bizarre to me.
It doesn't make a ton of sense to me either.
So, like, to have a six-year quarterback, I don't care what his record was in Chicago. My man's been playing for 6 years. My man played at a high level at one point, and he can't even audible. I saw Nate Yardnell for the Pitt Panthers audible at the line the other night. He didn't play football since his junior in high school.
But Matt Canada is telling us. He's telling us. He's talking into microphones and speaking towards cameras and reporters with pens and saying, our number one priority is protect the football at all costs. He's not saying our number one priority is to score points.
Why, if they win, I can't complain. Because that's what they're serving to us, an ultra-conservative game plan. Look, Canada should be out. He should have been out yesterday. He should be done. He never should have been hired. But I'm not in control of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in control of not going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't keep yelling about firing Matt Canada because it doesn't feel like they're going to do it, especially if they eke out wins.
Well, to your point, Chris, not only did he say we have to protect the football, but they want to play quote-unquote complementary football. They want to possess the football. Complementary football, to me, doesn't mean what Matt Canada describes it to be. It's not about protecting the football and milking the clock. If you want to be a complementary football team, you got to put up some points on offense to complement your defense, to make it so that your defense doesn't have to, like last week. The defense was good enough last week to win until they weren't good enough to win the final 6-33 because the offense didn't give them a chance.
But again, this is what happens when the organizational structure leans on let's just get to the playoffs rather than let's swing big. They want base hits. They don't want to swing for the fence.
It's not just the organizational structure, though. Here's the thing. To a man in this town and a woman in this town that is a media member and a fan, everybody pretty much predicted this team to be 500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you continue on this trajectory, what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the part I don't find odd.
That's not odd because that's what they've told us via both actions and words.
I'm not saying the Steelers. I'm saying the prognosticators.
Right. My point is greater to what they envision this thing as. To your point, if you really wanted to go for it, you mentioned it a couple minutes ago, you would have just plugged in Kenny Pickett from the beginning. If you wanted to swing for the fences, you would have put the rookie quarterback in there and just gone with it, right? That would have been your home run swing. And if it connects, oh my God, we've got our franchise quarterback. We're going on a run. Everything's great. But they're so afraid of swinging and missing. They're so afraid of putting in the rookie quarterback and going 6-11 because we won't be in it the whole year. We won't have a chance to maybe sneak into the playoffs at 9-8, and they don't know how to handle that.
I mean, I think they you know, envision swinging for the fences with Mitch too, though. I really do believe that. I just feel like they're filling out pitches right now.
Then they should game plan that way.
Well, they're filling out the pitcher, like right in my mind, they're filling out the pitcher, and it's like, all right, what am I going to swing for the fence? When am I going to take this one deep? I'm hoping, at least. But the fact that the whole audible thing, I don't even want to get into it again because it just boggles my mind.
Colin, I can only speak to me, but I had the Steelers at 9-8 coming in because I thought the defense would be great, but I also thought that Mitch Trubisky would be good. And through two games, he's not been good, and I don't necessarily blame him for that, but I thought the offense would be better than it was last year.
Oh, everybody did, I think.
Yes. Has he been bad, in your mind?
He hasn't been good enough, and that's all they're asking.
Has he been bad?
I don't think he's...
He was bad in the last game, for sure.
I think he's been put in situations where he hasn't been able to succeed either. That, to me, is it. I don't think he's been good, but I don't think he's been given an opportunity to be good. That's just where I am with it. I'd like to see that pocket roll more. There were two plays that were designed, I thought, that were great last game, where the ball was snapped and he booted out as soon as he caught the football. Get him on the run as he catches the football from the center and let it go. Make it look like a college offense a little more. I watch a lot of football on Sundays, and a lot of times you can't tell the difference between Saturday and Sunday football.
And
now,
you would think that the coordinator who came from college would have a college offense.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So much more to get into. Your calls as well. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Hit us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Listen here. Get geared up for the game tonight. Leaves are starting to turn. Fall weather for sure. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you know what it is. It's great football. So get to Dunkin'. It's fall time. So Dunkin' ready for you to fall hard.
Yeah, it's time to eat, sleep, drink pumpkin at Dunkin' as fall is upon us with pumpkin muffins, pumpkin munchkins, pumpkin donuts, all of them. Pair them with a classic pumpkin spice signature latte or that ultra smooth pumpkin cream cold brew. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Pirates lost last night 14-2 to the New York Yankees. Gleyber Torres hit two homers in the same inning. The Steelers take on the Browns tonight at 8:15. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. It's Adam Crowley here for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me right now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend because it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, not an out-of-state operation. Parks is based right here in PA. The black and gold 5-point underdogs on their own at Cleveland, over under 38.5. I'll definitely take the under in the game. Check out same game parlays by clicking on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded in site credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
100. Gambler.
We're just talking about just the William Green, Joey Porter situation.
Fantastic.
Joey Porter got a guy, kind of swung half a helmet, then William Green squared off, and Joey Porter looked and said, oh, okay, I'd like to dance, and knocked William Green's ass out. And then NFL on CBS used to go all the way up to the top of the hour. There wasn't that live look-in or whatever they do right now. Let's go out to Iron Eagle mm-hmm. at, 8 minutes before the hour. They would just go to the top and then go right to your game. Well, they had to scramble Dan Dierdorf, who was in the press box, at that game, and they had to, call him up. Wait a minute, we got to go. What's going on? What happened out there? So they went to, the Cleveland Browns stadium at 12:58, and Dierdorf was not ready to do that.
No.
And so he's standing in front of them. He's going, we just had a situation here, Greg, that was insane. And Joe Porter, he called him Joe Porter, and William Green squared off, and they've both been ejected before this game starts. And they're showing Joey Porter walking off, and he didn't care. He's like, I knew.
Yeah,
I knew if I was fighting, I wasn't going to play. So he's walking off, and then they stayed there, and then they did kickoff. But it was like they never used to go to the site before.
And launched James Harrison's career.
Yes.
Because he had a huge day, not just on defense, but he had to stay in on kick coverage, obviously.
That's great.
And had a huge day on special teams, too.
Steelers, Browns, let's go. Take it or flush it. Come on.
It's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, let's zip through this. Doran, what do you got here?
Man, I was golfing 2 days ago, and I was on the green. I look over, and this beautiful deer walked right past me. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? It's deer season. It's hunting season. I've never hunted. A lot of my friends hunted whenever we were younger. I never got into it. So hunting, take it or flush it.
I'll let somebody else know. I'll eat all the meat, though.
Yeah.
But no thank you. My friend Paul Chedwick, he's a big hunter. He goes up camp. You got up camp. I'll take some deer steaks from him.
Yeah.
I flush it just because, I never got started when I was a kid. So not in my wheelhouse.
I don't kill bugs, so I'll flush it.
Okay. Yeah. Flush it for me. I'll eat it, though.
My buddy, Jerky. Jordy Mercer, that played for the Pirates, he'll hunt out of a helicopter in Oklahoma.
Get some of those wild
on his ranch,
hogs.
Wild boar and everything, sitting on a helicopter.
That's high level there.
It's unreal.
That's some T-Bone picking stuff right there.
Yeah, he showed me all these videos.
Whew.
Sitting on a helicopter skid. Yeah. Anyhow, what do you got, Crowley?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, take it or flush it.
Never been there, so I don't know. But I'll probably take it. I need to go there at some point in my life.
Yeah, I'd take it, but I've also never been there just because I don't go to Cleveland.
Flush it. I could care less.
There you are.
Wow. I'll flush it, too. I have been there. Totally underwhelming. I've been to the other halls of fame and sports, and those are wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for the review. Now we don't have to go.
It was just okay.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, though, no matter how much time you spend there, you could spend another 5 hours if you really – I wanted to go in the archive room and read stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could go there and look at the old books and different things.
Just stay in there forever.
Yes. All right, what do we got here?
All right, the old childhood game of keep away or monkey in the middle, whatever you want to call it. We played it in the backyard last night. My son, for some reason, wanted to play it. But it can get a little dicey with kids at recess and things like that. So take it or flush it.
Take it, but there has to be – defined confines. You have to have a line in which the monkey or the guy in the middle can't go over. You can't
So you can't play press coverage.
Right. You can, but you have to have lines. You can't get too close to the throwers.
Gotcha.
Because then it gets into tackling each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take it too. I play with my two oldest sons, and I'm always in the middle.
Of course.
Yeah, to make sure that they throw over me and practice their throw.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Crowley? I'll flush it because I was always in the middle and I never got out of the middle.
A big move if you're one of the throwers and not in the middle is throwing bounce passes with a lot of spin on them where the person will chase it, but they have it has a lot of English on it and then it'll bounce around them. That's
a lot of
big
English.
Move.
I like that.
Yes. Give it a lot of
like
that.
A cue ball.
Yes.
Like you're playing pool with Kale mm-hmm. back there.
English.
Yeah.
Shooting the stick, Crowley.
No thanks. Anyhow. Take it or flush it, giving Judge his 60th home run ball back and not asking for anything, just giving it to him.
No. Big old rich guy. You want your damn ball, you're going to pay for it. You're going to sign some stuff. You're going to take me to dinner. It's going to be a nice night on the town with the Crowley man. Absolutely flush, flush, flush.
Flush all day. Yeah, I'm with you, Crowley.
I mean, I don't have a problem with someone doing that if that's their prerogative. I would probably, you know, ask for just like an autograph ball in exchange. Here's the 60. An autograph Aaron Judge ball. Okay, yeah, thanks. Maybe tickets to a game and we're
you
done.
Sell it.
Nah.
I would just need to be the person that gave him the ball. I wouldn't want to work through any intermediaries. I wouldn't want to be embroiled in something 20 years later that was like, is this the authentic ball or not? But I've always thought this, and I'm not being like a Pollyanna or anything. I'm not. It's his accomplishment. It's not mine. I would not accept anything. But all I would need to be is the guy outside the clubhouse to say, here's your ball. Because I don't want to give it to some PR person. I don't want to give it to some club representative. I just need to see it leave my hand and go into his. That would be my only ask.
Mm. I like that.
Because I don't want to be 10 years down the road, well, that's not the real ball.
And right.
The real ball's in Cooperstown. No, I'm the guy who actually caught it. That's it. I've always seen that as people who hold ransom like out. It's that person did it. You didn't do it. You just were there in their moment.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I should collect, but I couldn't in my heart do it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. Anyhow, coming up next, Todd Haley. You got big things to say. We'll hear from him, and that's in just a couple moments. And we'll hear from Doug Whaley, top of the hour, who says, what is going to happen with any changes? That was fascinating yesterday. But right now, maybe you woke up and there's water everywhere outside. Hopefully it's not inside. If it's inside, maybe you got a toilet that's broken, a hot water heater that's screwed up. I got the number for you. I got the people for you. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, 24-7, 365. They get in, they make it right. Listen, they're going to get the right people out to your house. Licensed technicians respond in rapid time. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, Matt Mertz Plumbing, they'll make it right. Call them today or book an appointment.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Appointment online, ArmstrongComfort.com. Now Cleveland Browns fans are sending me videos to say, proof that Joey Porter spit on William Green. And they're standing face to face. It looks like he just blew on him.
Bro, Joe Porter. Years.
Joe Porter already had his helmet off when the dude had his helmet on and swung on one guy and put him down and then hit some big old fullback Smith with a cowboy collar and put his ass down too. It kind of looked like a 1988 wishbone fullback. He had a big collar on. And Joe Porter put him down and looked for more. My gosh, I love Browns and Steelers. Here we go tonight. 412-928-9370. We take your calls all day. Todd Haley was on with Pat McAfee yesterday. He was on our station, too, but he said this to Pat.
Pittsburgh, new quarterback for the first time, long time. Fans are chanting for the backup. Obviously, you got different injuries taking place. The offensive coordinator is getting run through the mud through all of the injuries for that lackluster offense. And then in Cleveland, they got a players-only meeting already happening after week two. What's your read as a man who's been in both organizations on how tomorrow night's probably going to go, Todd?
Well, it's par for the course. If you're the coordinator for the Steelers, you're going to get run through the mud some, even when you score 40-some points and break every record, every offensive record there was. But that's neither here nor there.
He's not wrong in that regard, but that's only half the story. You know, Todd Haley was vilified or demonized in this town, and maybe that's a little too harsh, but he was looked at unfavorably because he appeared arrogant and aloof to a lot of people, and also the way both he and his wife, I think, behaved around town. That had a lot to do with it. And the biggest thing is he continued to always be, whether he was right or wrong, he was always at odds with the quarterback.
Right, and I think you're right about the off-field, or I guess away from the game type stuff. But I do think that stuff would have been better tolerated had there not constantly been the battle with the QB. And that's what ultimately, you know, Todd didn't want to go golf with Ben like the previous OC did. And so that's what led to the lack of any real relationship other than, I guess, a working one on some Sundays between the two, and I think that's what led to Todd, you know, eventually leaving.
Yeah, but they played good offense, though.
They did, right. And that should be all that matters, really.
Right, because all that matters tonight is a win, right?
Mm-hmm.
That should be all that matters. I mean, you know, they played good offense, and, you know, I'm sure, yeah, he did get vilified and drugged through the mud here because of some things, but, I mean, at the end of the day, if you could put up good offense, that's what it's all about, in my opinion.
I agree with you there, but it's obvious, and look, I don't blame him because they were at all. I don't want to say I don't blame him. I can understand where he was coming from because he felt like the big dog in the organization. Ben got Todd Haley out. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Now, everybody knows that.
Right.
If you're in Ben's shoes, even if things were working, he felt as if he wanted to continue to be the big dog and he just could never work with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it was. I mean, think of just one isolated thing that became such a gigantic thing, which was the quarterback sneak situation. It became such a gigantic thing when it never needed to. But it was two headstrong people that couldn't come to any sort of agreement. What, Ben said that? Yeah, Ben said that. Wait, I'm perfectly willing to quarterback sneak, Ben would say, but somebody got to call the play. No, they don't. You're 6'11", 600 pounds, fall forward.
See, like the thing about that situation, I don't mean to like nitpick here, but like the thing about the quarterback sneak situation, I feel Haley was looking out for Ben, so Ben didn't get hurt.
Correct. But the fact that they got lost all right in that and tried to blame each other,
right,
as opposed to just say, let's just do it.
Right.
The marching
let's just
orders,
do what's best for the team.
Artwinny II wanted Todd Haley because Todd Haley was going to help protect Ben in a way that the previous offensive coordinator did not. So not only did Todd Haley coordinate one of the best offenses that we've seen, he also helped Ben, I think, prolong his career.
You could argue that, you know, when we talked about which guy would you add to this current team from the all-time Steelers franchise, and I kept bringing up 2014 Ben, you know, 500 yards against the Colts Ben. You could argue, and that was with Todd Haley, that it was going to happen eventually where Ben wasn't going to be as mobile as he once was and was going to have to be more of a pocket passer and get rid of the ball quick. Haley accelerated that in a good way. He put Ben on par. That 2014 season and those big 500-yard performances put him in the same sentence as Brady and Manning for a time.
Mitch Trubisky would be performing much better with Todd Haley commanding him right now. Absolutely much better. Or at least the Steelers offense would be throwing a big punch at the middle of the field, be doing other things, would be a lot more, would look like an NFL offense.
They'd look confident in themselves.
Absolutely.
Like they know what they want to do, like they're not afraid.
But you know what? The other thing about it is I don't want to hear Todd Haley crying about it because he got suplexed outside of Tequila Cowboy because he couldn't stay out of Tequila Cowboy. Or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
That's it.
Well, that's what happened.
Right.
He ran his mouth at the wrong guy, and somebody suplexed him.
Why is he
even there?
Points per game, Todd Haley. Steelers offensive coordinator last 4 years. 10th, 7th, 5th, and 7th. Just stay out of Tequila Cowboy, my man. And get along with the quarterback, or at least pretend to get along with the quarterback.
That's the thing. The Tequila Cowboy stuff, and again, the stuff away from work, was always going to be a distraction. I think it's a distraction that's tolerated if he and the quarterback get along. And again, it should all just come down to how many points are you putting up. You read off the rankings. That should be enough for an OC to never leave town, right? Or at least have some job security. But because he didn't get along with the QB, and then the icing on the poop cake was, hey, you're going to get suplexed on your face outside Tequila Cowboy.
One thing Haley said yesterday in both of the interviews, the one here and Pat McAfee, that kind of made me go, was the trust in the receivers, he said. He said he feels like the receivers aren't necessarily in the right spots at times, and that's why Trubisky is having an issue with executing this offense. And I was just like, that kind of boggled my mind, too, a little bit, because watching the games and seeing, you know, George Pickens be open, I don't know, about 90% of the time, but, you know, be open at times, I don't think that is the reason why Trubisky in this offense isn't potent.
I think they only have a very limited route tree,
yeah,
and they only run two or three routes each guy.
Right, so how are you going to mess that up?
I agree with that.
You got a slant and you got like an out route.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the big problem.
Yeah.
And nothing is in the middle of the field.
Nothing.
There's nothing in the middle of the field at all, especially with the tight ends when they should kill it in the middle of the field.
Just literally just sit in the middle of the field.
Absolutely. All right, so much more to get into. One guy says social media, not for me. You'll hear who that is coming up in just a couple minutes. Listen to Cook and Joe every day, especially Wednesdays. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle Contest. You can check out all the details for all our contests at 937thefan.com. Window Nation there for you all the time. Football season's here. It is here. Game tonight. All kinds of fun. Yes, yes, yes. But you know what football season means? It means it's going to get cold. It's going to get really cold really quickly. Make sure you got the right windows in your house, and make sure that's happening right now. Window Nation's got you covered. Two free windows every two that you buy. No limit, no minimum, no maximum at all with Window Nation. Plus, no down payment, no payments, no interest until 2025. At this rate, take it to the house. Touchdown with Window Nation, right? They've tackled over 250,000 projects, perfectly fit well over 1 million windows and houses, and saved homeowners millions of dollars on energy bills. And those energy bills are going to be terrible again this year. They're going to skyrocket. Window Nation's halftime right now. Their sale. It's great. Make the call today. Two free windows every two that you buy. No minimum, no maximum. Need two, buy two. You get two for free. Need six, you buy six, and you get six more for free. That's the way it works. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Yankees 14, Pirates 2 last night. For more, go to 937thefan.com, fan headlines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
My toe thing is, so I ran a bunch yesterday. I don't know, about five and a half miles, right?
Yeah, I saw you.
My kids were in an activity and I was bored. So I was like, I'm going to work out when they do. So I got done and I've had this like toe infection. Okay. I don't know how it happened. It started like an ingrown toenail.
Probably dropped a weight or something.
No. It was like my toe was like jammed against it. So this is graphic and I don't care. It made Crowley laugh when I said this, but it's the best explanation. So I took my shoe off and it was still like, it was thumping. So I got like the thing on the toenail clipper and I like poked it a little and I felt this pressure relief.
Yep.
But I looked down, it looked like I blew my nose.
Oh.
Oh,
it was, oh, it was all over. It rocketed out of there.
Yeah, and needed out.
It did. But then this morning, again, it's all back. But it got out of there. I do.
Was it yellow?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, that's no good.
It looked like a hawker right on my foot.
You got to go get an antibiotic.
I got to get it figured out.
Yeah.
You think it was ingrown hair?
No.
I mean, ingrown toenail, sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It hurt. It's like it hurts this morning still a little bit. But it's all welled back in there.
My toe hurts now. Just talking.
I'm gonna get an Epsom salt foot bath today when I get home.
There you go.
Figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. I just tapped it.
There's some peroxide in there.
I was like Dr. Pimple Popper. I tapped it. It went, and it was like I blew my nose right on my foot. It's Crowley.
How's your oatmeal out there, folks?
Your eggs, your scrambled eggs.
It messed Crowley up when I told him that this morning. He was like, I did not need to know that. Anyway, Twitter poll, why don't we get to it? Let's go. Daily Twitter poll. This from yesterday. Will Matt Canada be replaced at any point during the 2022 season? Yes or no? 68.5% of you say nope, he's here all year. 31.5% of the respondents say yes, he will be replaced. Today's daily Twitter poll. Vote whenever you get a chance. It's just straight up. Who you got tonight, Steelers or Browns? 55.9% of the respondents say Steelers. 44.1% say the Cleveland Browns.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
That it is. Thank you so much, Adam Crowley. I appreciate it. Joe Burrow. We whip around the AFC North. So Joe Burrow, things aren't going good for Joe Burrow. But he wouldn't know.
How much of the reaction to the 0-2 start have you felt, seen?
Well, what's great is I don't have Twitter or Instagram right now, so I've seen none of it. We're focused on what's going on in there. I'm sure it's not a very good reaction, but I think it'll be a different reaction as we get going here.
Erase the apps,
mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It's always interesting to see like Johnny out there guy that kind of turns flashy, whatever. Then things go wrong and he gets rid of social media, which
mm-hmm.
I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a disservice. I'll just say it for people that have a big voice. I think it's a disservice to get – you do whatever you want, but to get rid of social media, even during the season, it's a great platform in order to push your charitable endeavors, in order to reach a lot of people real quickly. Again, you're free to do whatever – like Sidney Crosby's never had it, ever, and he still reaches a lot of people. But you just need to learn how to disseminate and walk away. Just put something there. Walk away from it and don't read the mentions.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's the reading part. It's not really the posting. It's like, hey, I'm going to read it. I can't help it. And the only way I'm not going to read something is if I get rid of it. I mean, I can't believe that I remember a day and time where the only place that you could see bad stuff about you was on a message board or the newspaper. It's everywhere.
This is why the Roethlisberger strategy of have somebody run your social media, as much as we kid around about that and how everybody got a free block back in the day. That's the way to go in this instance. If you're Joe Burrow and you're in season, you have somebody run it for you, delete the apps from your phone, but you still have your accounts. And if you want to, yeah, you can put something out there. Just tell somebody to do it for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Joe Burrow getting I don't want to say he's not soft. He's just, this is the wrong tactic. I think again, free to do whatever he wants, but I think Joe Burrow is an entertaining guy.
He had Instagram last year when they were going to the Super Bowl, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
And now 0-2, maybe he'll take the Instagram down. Maybe he'll take the Twitter down.
All he had to do, he didn't have to take it down. Just let it lay dormant. Now he opens himself to be for people to criticize.
You could just delete the app.
Is that what he did, or did he take his accounts completely off?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think they're still out there. He just deleted the app. And he didn't have to admit to that.
Right, yeah.
But that's like what we do when we go on vacation, right? Like we just ignore it, take the app off the phone. I'm not even thinking about it. Lots of people do that. So especially when you're 0-2 and you want the outward perception to be, hey, they're doing everything they can to fix stuff. Get the distractions out of the way.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Is he feeling it a bit? He's feeling it. His pressure's getting to him.
Kind of had a little bit of pressure last year in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems too cool to me.
What if they start like 0-8?
Oh, that'd be bad.
I mean.
Well, that would include a loss to the Jets this week. So that would be awful.
Jets
don't
look horrible. They beat the other Ohio team.
Yeah, they don't look horrible.
The Jets.
Keep the receipts.
Speaking about keeping receipts, you know who didn't talk about his receipt enough? Pony picked the Jets over the Browns.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah?
He did. He tweeted it out, too, before
that game started. Seeing that, yeah.
Upset special of the week. Now, Crowley's going to say he did, too.
No, I don't want to be this guy, but, you know, Pony was still wrong. They lost the game the Browns
they
did.
They threw up all over themselves.
But 99.9% of the time in that situation, you lose the game. So it was the wrong bet, but it won.
No, he just said that the Jets were going to beat the Browns head up, and they did.
I know, but the process was wrong.
I see what you're saying, Crowley.
Yeah.
I don't. He picked one team, and they won. What's up for debate?
What's the process?
Sometimes you make a bet, and you wind up getting lucky. That's what happened to Pony. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell your bank account that. Your bank account doesn't have feelings. It just has a number.
Bad process.
I think betting is lucky.
Luck. Sometimes.
I got your back, Ralph.
All right. Top of the hour. Doug Whaley had a lot of very interesting things to say yesterday. How the upper reaches of the organization is structured and potentially who can make a decision is one that fascinates us. And we get into that at the top of the hour here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You find it, Sun Chevrolet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.